Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So the United States military is still struggling hard to get troops to get experimental shots that they don't need and that they don't want. So now they're desperate. And they're resorting to desperate coercion and bribery tactics. 2 days ago, we received a letter from an interior whistleblower, a source high-ranking inside of the United States Air Force. We're going to be speaking to that source more and potentially having that source on the program. But the Department of the Air Force put out a memo instructing commanders to tell their airmen that they need to get COVID boosters. And to encourage them, they're giving out a free day off pass for anyone who gets one. It's 100% coercion. It's despicable. It's disgusting. They're desperate. It's actually pretty hilarious, but it's not. You remember back in the spring of 2021, you had all of these ridiculous news articles and reports acting like these vaccines were a hot commodity. People were desperate to get them. They were fighting to get to the front of the line and bring their kids there too, but it was all fake. Everywhere outside of DC or the Upper East Side or random college towns, nobody wanted these shots. And now the boosters are even less popular. These governments want us to be taking a new shot every 6 months, but they can't even give these shots away. So now our government needs to use bribes and threats. But hey, it's better than Canada. Canada's government under Castro wannabe Justin Trudeau is far more dictatorial than even the worst U.S. state. They had stricter lockdowns in 2020, and now they're using more militant vax mandates than ever. But now Canadian employees are fighting back. The country's postal workers are banding together to oppose forcible vaccination for their jobs by suing the Canadian government. It's a long shot, though. Justin Trudeau literally declared martial law to crush protests against him. You remember the trucker convoy? He had the Canadian government seize the assets of dissenters and took other radical, unprecedented actions. So it's unlikely that Trudeau can be stopped by a mere lawsuit. In fact, it's not clear how he can be stopped by anything, short of a military coup. Ryan Ordzik is a Canadian federal safety officer in exile. He has close to a decade of experience in the Canadian federal safety system. He's intimately familiar with how new safety protocols go from planning to law of the land. Ryan believes that the Canadian federal employees were tricked or coerced en masse into taking an experimental gene therapy, and that by extension, this violated their basic occupational safety rights. Well, of course they did. Well, when Ryan tried to educate fellow employees about their rights under Canadian work safety codes and talk about the dangers of the shots, his employer, of course, silenced him in retaliation. So now Canada Post employees say that their health and their human rights have been damaged by four shots, and they're suing for $600 million. You can learn more about that lawsuit at postiesforfreedom.ca. That's posties, P-O-S-T-I-E-S, for freedom.ca. Ryan Ordzik joins us now with more on this. Ryan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Yeah, of course. So can Castro wannabe Trudeau, can he be stopped with a mere lawsuit?
It's interesting. And this is a part of the confusion I think that a lot of people had in Canada is the focus was that the government was implementing a mandate for a lot of the employees, federal workers across the board. What it really was, though, is that Trudeau and the government only really have control over a small portion, and it's called the core public administration. And these are individuals that are represented under something called the Financial Act in Canada, and these are on Schedules 1 and 4 of this act. For the rest of all the employees, though, under the different schedules, like Schedules 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and myself included in Canada Post under Schedule 3, Trudeau has no grasp, right? So he had to ask the corporations if they wanted to mirror the mandate and put it into place. This basically is, it ends up falling on the employer in the end, right? So they hold all the liability for this. So while this was all taking place, folks were convinced that it was all about the government and they were doing it or implementing the practices themselves under OH&S when it was kind of a sleight of mouth where that wasn't really the case. And they kind of pulled a ruse on people and convinced them that it was the case.
So what is this really all about? I mean, why is Trudeau so desperate to get these shots into everybody and now using this militant coercion?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know exactly what the intent is. I mean, they claim it's all for everybody's health and safety.
Didn't Trudeau have an illegal monopoly with the pharmaceutical companies that are deploying these biological weapons against Canadians and citizens globally?
I think I've heard a little bit about that for sure. I don't know if that's entirely true, but I have heard that there are, you know, patents that fall under Trudeau that, you know, maybe with Acuitas.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious that without Canada and without Trudeau's actions, these shots would have never been a thing, actually. So pretty much worldwide, as far as we can tell here at this show, a lot of this rests directly on the shoulders of Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, for sure. He has a hand to play in it. It also has to do with the employers that decided to choose to follow the mandate that he requested them to do. And that's a big problem for them because, again, all the liability ends up falling onto them for the safety of the vaccines themselves, which
so
they didn't perform.
You say it was a request, but was it or was it a mandate?
As far as I know, when it comes to Canada Post, it was a request that the employer would fulfill the same mandate that he was putting on the core public administration.
I'd be interested to know if there was any coercion used or any threats of sanctions for not complying with the request.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I would say that there may have been something like that taking place. I can't confirm that in any way, but with my particular work refusal and the information I tried to provide my employer, it seemed like there was a lot of pressure to speed all of my information along the process and not investigate any of it.
How did they silence you exactly, Ryan?
So the way it works is anytime an employee in federal workplaces and even provincial workplaces, they have three rights afforded to them known as the right to know, the right to participate, and the right to refuse dangerous work. I tried to inform my employer based on my history and my experience in occupational health and safety of all the concerns and all the laws that were being broken as they slowly pushed for a vaccine practice. They didn't want to listen to me when I was trying to help them out and inform them of that. So I put in what's called a federal work refusal. And it was through this process that I was hoping that I would get on record, at least a lot of the concerns that I had and a lot of the laws that were being broken and have these discussions with the employer so that they could understand what was going on. It ended up being that they tried to basically at every stage of it, whether I was, investigating it with the employer, the local joint health and safety committee, and then in the end, the federal labor board. Each party didn't, allow me my investigation, didn't go through the information I provided them in what I called my letter of informed consent, which had 90 questions to the employer, as well as numerous scientific studies and medical studies to show them why they were making the errors that they were making. And, it was kind of tragic to me because I was somebody that was well respected in health and safety at Canada Post, and everybody came to me for, understanding and into the legislation and the laws and all the regulations that they needed to follow. So they denied me an investigation at every stage. And as a result, well, here we are now with 300 people trying to sue them for it.
How many people was it that actively barricaded you from proceeding with your safety studies?
Yeah, it started basically it was a very small group of people, and they tried to keep it as small as possible, despite me trying to involve more individuals so that, my concerns could be heard. In the end, it was just a small handful, under at least 10 people for sure, that kind of worked together to make sure that my investigation wasn't properly done and that all my concerns were silenced, like you said.
What sparked your concerns in the first place?
For me, because I'm in health and safety, I kind of started to do a little bit of reading into mRNA technology when they announced what kind of vaccines were going to be implemented. And from there, I started to understand exactly the dangers, that follow mRNA vaccines. And not only that, just some of the obvious things the employer should have been concerned with, like hazardous substances. Because when you looked at the ingredients that were in the vaccines, they met the definition for hazardous substances for federal workers, right? So most federal workers aren't even allowed to handle, hazardous substances according to the legislations in the code. But these are literally being injected into people. And the manufacturers themselves were saying, do not use in humans. Like, it was all over what's called their safety data sheets, right? And not only that, the safety data sheet showed that they were carcinogens, they were toxic, there was no long-term studies done. And we all know that these are still under experimental, processes, and they're still kind of looking at the safety of these vaccines all the way up until 2023. So these are all things I tried to point out to my employer because they all fall under occupational health and safety in Canada.
So now these federal employees that you believe were tricked or coerced en masse, and we believe that to be an accurate assumption or belief, are they being mandated now to get the fourth or fifth or sixth, however many boosters there are out there?
So interestingly enough, it was just last June, I believe, here in 2022, where they suspended the vaccine mandates and the vaccine practices for federal employees. But they didn't get rid of them. They didn't remove them. And they certainly aren't, I'm certain concerned about whether or not they were going to bring them back in the future. I do think that this fall that it is going to come back, and I do think that they're going to expect employees to get a booster shot as to maintain their employment with the federal entities that they work for.
What was the reason that was communicated behind the suspension?
I don't know exactly what the reason was, but there might have been a lot of pressure coming to them in terms of the information coming out, the vaccine efficacy. I do think that in the end, though, that their end game is to make sure that everybody is continuously vaccinated. I do think it is something that they, I mean, Trudeau himself has already announced that there were 10 shots bought for every Canadian. So, I mean, we're only at shots 2 and 3 kind of thing, right? And maybe even 4 for some people. So they have a long way to go to make sure that they get those 10 shots into people's arms, if anybody lives out of it in the end, right?
We've done a lot of reporting here on the over 80 Canadian doctors who were mandated to take their 4th injection and have dropped dead, died suddenly in the peak of their physical condition. These are people not just in their 60s and 70s. These are people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that are dying suddenly. Their hearts are blowing up. On Twitter, I just found a report from over 500,000 people that were involved with a legitimate study that shows myocarditis is absolutely caused by the shots and is not caused by the SARS-CoV-2 COVID respiratory virus, whatever that is, which we now know is not a respiratory virus. And anybody who's talking about a respiratory virus or a contagious virus is part of the problem. They are either lying to you, gaslighting you, or they're completely uninformed and they have no qualification to speak on what we're talking about here, which is the number one threat facing humanity. And that's these bioweapon injections that do not have adverse events or side effects. They are not experimental. These are intentional consequences, intended consequences. They knew exactly what they were going to do. 8 mice died. Ryan, thank you so much for everything that you're doing in Canada and for getting the word out. And we're sorry for what's happened to you and your persecution there. But persecution is proportionate to the effectiveness of your message. And that's why you're being attacked so hard. Coming up on today's Stu Peters Show also, not only are they trying to force everybody, coerce everybody to get these shots, but now if you choose not to get the shot, you're going to get it anyways. Remember, we reported on mRNA vaccines for cattle. The beef that you consume, it is now happening. More on that story as we continue with the Stu Peters Show. It's absolutely disgusting.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
For months now, we've been warning you about the great financial reset, the electronic banking system, checking accounts, savings accounts, Roth IRAs, 401ks, investment accounts, retirement accounts of all kinds being reset to zero. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Just like we have been warning about the shots for cattle, which we'll be discussing in just a few minutes. Yes, this is absolutely happening. Matter of fact, we challenge you to take a magnet to the supermarket, go to the meat department with a magnet, and bring a camera with you, record it with your smartphone, and post the results on my social media and my Telegram or send them to me at stu@stupeters.com. Your meat should not be magnetic. And your bank accounts should not be at zero. Neither should your investment accounts. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Just call them today. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain to protect yourself and your family, your kids, for crying out loud. It's your money that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Call GoldCo for that protection. Physical gold and silver. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. The Stu Peters Show continues right now. So after the results of yesterday's midterms, they're claiming that Republicans lost because of women's issues. Huh. In one of the few bits of truly good news this year, last June, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed states to make their own abortion laws again. Praise Jesus. But according to the media, they say the public overwhelmingly wants abortion. So they just ignored crime and inflation and critical race theory, vax mandates, basically every other issue, just to vote in favor of killing babies. Just before Election Day, Naomi Wolf made a post on her own Substack titled, quote, "Vote Like a Woman." In that post, she asked a very rational question. What actually is a woman's issue? It's not just abortion. No, it's also lockdowns and mask requirements, vax mandates, and school closures. She makes a good point. Think about it. 15.6 million children in America live in a household with a single mother. So how do you think those moms did during mandatory lockdowns and virtual schooling? But of course, another woman's issue, because it's an issue for everyone, is the right to vote. Dr. Wolf has been working hard recently to discover evidence of intentionally miscounted votes. I'm sure that there's plenty of them out there, and she joins us now to discuss that. Dr. Wolf, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Stu. I'm glad to be speaking with you again.
Yeah, I mean, it's our position that this is all rigged and it's all fake. Do you agree with any of that?
Well, you know, there are certainly systemic problems with electronic voting machines, particularly. I wrote an essay explaining to people, speaking as a tech CEO who runs a platform that does digital counting of government data, how unbelievably easy it is for an algorithm to just count wrong. And I gave the example more recently of my own experience voting in Columbia County, where you fill out paper ballots, they're nominally a Republican and a Democrat observer, but then you feed your ballot into a scanner, an electronic scanner, and it dumps it into a big plastic black tub you can't see through. Well, that electronic scanner can be set, it doesn't need to be hooked up to the internet. It literally can be set to count anything by an algorithm. It can literally be set to add two votes for a Republican or two votes for a Democrat to every one vote for the other side. So, you know, everything is not secure if anything is counting electronically. And we shouldn't be satisfied with a system that counts electronically. And I say that as someone who handles algorithms and backends of digital databases all day long.
Yeah, people are catching this all over the place. For instance, in New York, Lee Zeldin was running to unseat Kathy Hochul, the interim governor there. In every single county that went red in New York, every single one of them, with the exception of just one, Lee Zeldin got 34,311 votes, 63.1%.
No. Really?
Yeah, every single one. The exact,
that's impossible.
So exactly 34,311 people voted for Lee Zeldin in every single county with the exception of one that went red. And exactly 63.1% of the vote went to Lee Zeldin in every red county. It's not hard to see what they're doing here. And obviously, at the federal level, this is the most polarizing, you know, election. This is what we all look at. But the federal government and those who are in charge here obviously know that the states hold all of the power. So they're not going to just let, you know, states' executives' elections go if they truly are rigging this stuff. Do you agree?
Well, it's obvious that it's rigged. I mean, I've also seen, you know, no one I knew took Mike Lindell seriously. I didn't, I confess, pay any attention to what he was saying, but he held up some graphs of algorithms, and what he's showing is completely inorganic. Like, literally, there's no way that you can get the kind of parallel stepping that he's shown in one of his charts without an algorithm adding votes to the blue line above the red line. There's like literally nothing organic about it. So clearly there's systematic fraud in the electronic scanners and the voting machines. And it doesn't have to be like, people went a little bit too far in terms of their, I don't want to say this in a mean way, but their ignorance of how technology works. I can't stress this enough. You don't have to be hooked up to the internet. You don't have to be hacked. All you need to do to mess with the vote count with a digital scanner is literally have one insider give admin access to someone, you know, whether in this country or in Russia or in China. And that allows that developer to go in to the back end and alter the code or introduce a virus so that the vote count will be wrong.
So one insider in each voting location, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or else, you know, you have the the techies just set the algorithm to count wrong. Like, let me just give you a little metaphor, if I may. It's really important for people to understand this. When you fill out a paper ballot or even vote electronically and you enter it and it gives you a green check mark saying you have voted, you haven't voted, right? All you've done is created a data point. So the counting is done by an algorithm, meaning there could be 300 votes, right? But the algorithm decides whether to count 10 votes as one vote or 5 votes as one vote, or count all the Democratic votes as single votes, but count every 5 Republican votes as a single vote, right? The metaphor I use is the supermarket. People assume that the scanner that you see at the checkout counter is counting one for one apples to apples. You scan an apple, it shows up as an apple, you've sold an apple, but that's not correct. You can unload apples and oranges and dog food on the back end and set the scanner to count them all as apples. And then whatever is scanned at the checkout counter is going to be counted as apples, no matter what it is. So that's exactly how digital scanners and voting machines that are electronic work. They can be set to count anything.
Wow. So they've clearly found a formula that works. They're not going to stop until they're stopped. How do we stop them?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm the girl who has the answer. Right now on my computer screen, I'm looking at Bill Cam on Daily Clout, which is my company. And this is a digital presentation of every state or federal bill in America. And there are a lot of great bills. If you look up elections, there are some fantastic bills to clean up the vote. And all we have to do is do a campaign, which, again, my site allows for, in order to have every state pass, for instance, hand counting, paper ballots, voter ID counted publicly in front of everybody. And that would solve the problem.
And we can't pretend like this is something that we can't do. Literally, this is what we did for decades, right? I mean, we used paper ballots, we hand counted them, and it should not be done in front of people without putting tag board up on the windows, by the way. And we were able 2 years ago to put real time COVID death data and COVID cases data on a ticker on the bottom of the screen. If we were able to keep up with all of that, don't tell me that we can't keep up with, hundreds of millions of people voting.
Well, let me flip it around, because I actually have a chapter in my book, The Bodies of Others, showing why those digital COVID counts were totally fake. It's the same thing. The digital dashboards, you could never see the underlying data sets for them, right? So you don't even know if COVID happened at the scale they said it happened on those electronic trackers at all, because no one would let you look at the data sets. No one would let you verify the code or see how they were counting. So those were imaginary. Again, you can do anything with government data. You can present it any way you want. There's no way to verify it without looking at the data sets, the raw data sets. So moving now to paper, I've looked at the history of voting in this country and in other countries that we're inspired by, like Britain. And in fact, the secret ballot didn't even exist in America till 1890. Like, there are advantages to a secret ballot, but the point is people voted with paper. Before 1890, vote counts were public. And even in 2000, when I was a consultant to the Gore campaign, in Florida, they were counting paper ballots, and the observers were watching the vote count. They were watching the counters, put them in this pile for Republican, this pile for Democrat, this pile for, third party, and everyone could watch and verify. So it's not that it's more complicated to go to a secure paper, everyone watching system. It's far less complicated. And we've been doing it for over a century.
So I don't think if we had the internet, or in the lack of an internet, I don't think anybody would even known COVID was here, to be honest with you. I think it's,
you're right.
We didn't have it. But going back to this, wouldn't states' executives need to sign off on this new law or this campaign that would allow for this switch to happen? And if we're installing radical communists, I'm not talking about Democrats, Republicans. I don't even believe in that construct anymore. We have a uniparty, globalist, WEF, World Health Organization, corporate government crime syndicate, essentially. Right. Who's going to pass the law that allows for real elections to actually return and unseat them?
Well, that's super easy. Different states have different voting processes, right? They're not all uniform. That's why you have like 30% of states have electronic machines that don't have a paper audit trail, and about 17% do have electronic machines and a paper audit trail. Every state's process is different. For instance, if people want to call a recount. Having said that, the great thing about the legislature is, no, you don't need any magic mumbo jumbo to pass a bill at a state level, the way we did with our freedom, five freedoms bills, to ensure paper ballots, voter ID. I mean, the no voter ID came about because of bad bills passed at a state level, like in New York State where I live. So absolutely, you can pass legislation in every single state, you know, with a majority of the voters who are people, not the election officials who've made it all very secretive and priest-like, to say we want, you know, hand-counted paper ballots counted in public, you know, live-streamed with an audit.
What do you think about the media's knowledge of all of this? You know, you watch Fox News, for example, Bill Hemmer sitting there with his fancy TV screen, and they're going through all of this, and they're doing the what-ifs, and they're all sitting around the table, and Karl Rove and all these corrupt, you know, globalists are sitting there laughing and joking around about this. I mean, do they know? Do they know that this is all rigged and fake?
Well, I don't think the Democrats can't know because of the nature of the voting patterns. They're obvious. Like, some of these screenshots are obvious to an eighth grader, you know, that there's, I mean, what you just said to me, like, you, a third grader would understand that something's wrong if every single, you know, precinct.
It is statistically impossible.
Impossible. Exactly right. And literally, I can't tell you what it felt like when I left my polling place in Anchor, New York, where there were likely Zeldin voters for hundreds of feet, like, lined up, right? And they said they'd had a record turnout. I dropped it in this pit, this plastic bin, and I had nothing to show for it. So one of the things I'm going to be doing is going back to my town hall and saying, how do I verify that my vote was counted correctly? Let me see the code. So, I mean, first, we have to switch to paper ballots, or else people have to demand to see the code and have their independent coders, like my team is standing by, to check that the code is doing what it should be doing. But leaving that aside, just switch to paper ballots. I think you're absolutely right that they must know, because think about it. If, you know, what is the most dangerous thing in the world? To let the people actually have a say, right? Because then it goes to populist candidates, grassroots candidates, people who are not part of the club. How much safer to have the safe Republicans, the globalist Republicans, the globalist Democrats, you know, throw in a Bernie Sanders for a little spice, you know, throw in a, you know, one MAGA candidate for a little spice, and just keep the outcome controlled, essentially. And that's with a theater of democracy. If you didn't have those, you know, one extremist here, one extremist there, and two parties ostensibly shifting back and forth, you wouldn't have real theater, right? It wouldn't keep us kind of going back and having our heads slammed against a wall each time.
Right.
But that's what's going on. It's keeping the outcome within a circle of buddies, essentially.
It's the illusion of a representative constitutional republic, and it's all fake.
Correct.
On the 15th, here in about 5 days, we have pretty good information that Trump is going to announce that he's running. Overwhelmingly, I mean, he's probably, since Jesus Christ, the most popular man that ever walked the face of the planet. There's going to be, I mean, just a huge amount of, you know, support behind him. His rallies, as you know, are just unbelievable. So how do they do this now? How do they come up against this? I mean, everybody's kind of, deep down, nobody believes that 2020 was legitimate. Nobody. I mean, whether you're a Democrat or not, it doesn't matter your politics. The evidence is there. The writing is on the wall. Nobody believes that. How are they going to do it again?
Well, it's so easy. I mean, under this current electronic system, nothing's going to prevent them from doing it in every election forever. You know, and it honestly doesn't matter if.
Do you think that the people are just going to keep buying it and just staying pacified and, you know, cue trust the plan, you know, the famous Republican GOP red tsunami, red wave, just chill, just don't do anything, just sit there, relax, we've got this?
Well, I think, I mean, look, Stu, we built Daily Clout and Bill Cam because people don't know what to do, right? Like, you just asked me, what's the solution? It's
right.
A reasonable question. You're not a stupid guy, right? The solution is you need to know a lot of very nerdy things to, you know, to know what the solution is and to have built a nerdy thing. And we built a nerdy thing, which is this, this way to pass a bill through social media. So you know, people are not passive. They just don't know what to do. Most people aren't coders. They can't even get access to the code. I have a development team. I have a cybersecurity team of my own. I can't get access to the code that read my ballot in Ancrum, in Columbia County, New York. So people need to be told what the solution is. And the solution is to pass legislation at state level for hand-counted ballots and have public counting, just like we have for 150 years in this country, of paper ballots with audits. And if they know that that is a solution and we draft legislation, which takes 2 minutes, or we can use this great bill that I see up on my screen for every one of 50 states, that's something people can get behind. But people, first of all, I also want to say, I don't think you're right that everybody knows that 2020 wasn't legit. I mean, people like my mom, whom I always use as the kind of moderate Democrat NPR listener and PBS watcher, she doesn't know, you know, and I'm not sure because I haven't seen enough of the evidence, but I know this one was hacked, right? I know this one was hacked, that the algorithms are bad with this one. And I think most people do know, you know, that something was wrong with this one. So I think, you know, as always, I think people need a little bit of educating, but it's not hard to educate people. They're smart. And when you show people the evidence and say, this is how the machines miscounted your vote or why you can't verify it, this is going to go on forever unless we change it through, you know, this legislation to go back to a system that worked, we're going to have candidates who don't represent us. It is a coup. Like everything we've done all year doesn't matter if the votes aren't counted accurately. Right. And if we can't see how they were counted, and I literally can't see how my vote was counted, I can't check it.
That's a travesty. Okay. So specifically, where do people go? Give that location again.
Sure. Go to dailycloud.io, go to Bill Cam, which is there on the left-hand side. And then I would say, enter the word elections and federal or state. You can see the bills that are proposed in your own state to change the elections, or you can see really good federal legislation that I see that have been introduced, including one about Brazil, which is fascinating. And you can literally just pass that bill by tweeting it to the bill sponsor, tweeting your representative, sending it through your social media, and mobilizing at the state house with petitions to get this on the ballot. We have 27 referendum states, meaning people have the right to put legislation on a referendum if they get a certain number of signatures, not that many, 50,000 or 100,000. So let's go, so that whatever happens in 2024, it's really your choice, you know, that is elected to the highest office in the land and to the legislative bodies.
We appreciate everything that you're doing and all of your insight.
Thank you.
Dr. Wolf, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Stu. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thanks. You too. So we're going to put that link all over our social media. Wherever you follow us on social media, go look for the link that Dr. Wolf just gave out. You don't have to try to remember it. Also, we're going to put it in the Rumble description below the replay of this broadcast. I think it's critically important. All right, I want to talk to you about Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. These are my hemp dealers. It's where I get my CBD. Why? Well, because it's a family-owned business, number one. I know the people that own it. Number two, because I know where all of the hemp is sourced, right here in my home state of Minnesota. So if you're doing CBD business for God knows what, I mean, people use CBD for all kinds of things. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, seasonal allergies, which I'm battling right now. There's a big warm up here in Minnesota, so I'm dealing with the seasonal allergies, whatever that is. Plus, also, people with Parkinson's disease are reporting just positive experiences dealing with their symptoms. Kids with ADHD, all kinds of different things. So if you're already doing CBD business, trash those people because you don't know where it comes from. Likely some globalist corporation, some big conglomerate. So do business with the family-owned Curable. Right here in the home state of Minnesota is where all the hemp is grown. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use promo code Stu at Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, promo code Stu at Curable.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. So for the past couple of years, there's been this deadly disease sweeping the globe. It's a respiratory virus that can be fatal. And it's particularly threatening to children. And no, it's not COVID-19. COVID has never been dangerous for kids. Instead, it's RSV, and it's been sweeping the whole country this year. It's much, much more dangerous to children. Well, there's great news. Mm-hmm. Pfizer has jumped onto the scene pushing a new anti-RSV vaccine. Dr. Stella Emanuel is one of our favorite guests on this program. Be sure to visit our website at drstellamd.com. Use promo code STU for a huge discount on any telehealth offerings. That's drstellamd.com, promo code STU, and she joins us now. Always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being here. So this is very dangerous for kids, but thank God Pfizer is here to help.
No, not RSV. You know, RSV, they have tried to do an RSV vaccine in the past, and it did not work that well. In fact, it hurt more children than it cured. But RSV only takes, it worked in children below like the age maybe a year that RSV is a problem, especially with children that have major medical issues. But RSV vaccine, mRNA, no. I don't think, we've been living with RSV for years. RSV, yes, is dangerous, but RSV can be managed. It can be managed. We put children in the hospital that have RSV, we manage their respiratory symptoms. They don't need a vaccine.
Okay, so
I would not recommend an RSV.
How would you treat an RSV patient? How would you treat your child who contracts RSV? And why all of a sudden, is RSV so out of control? Two-part question.
No, RSV has been around for years. We treat RSV all the time. RSV is a wheezing disease. And most of the time, if the children are having respiratory distress, yes, we can admit them. And then we admit them, we make sure they have enough fluids, give them, you know, humidified oxygen if they need it. And then calm them down. And sometimes we use nebulizing treatments, Abiraterone, which sometimes is not really useful. But RSV is usually managed conservatively till the children get better. And we've had RSV for years. No RSV vaccine. No.
So you're saying
there are too many vaccines anyway. No.
Well, they're putting it in our meat now. They're literally putting it into cattle in Australia right now. It won't be long before that's happening here. I'm not so sure that it's not already happening here without telling us there should be no other reason why meat is magnetic. We'll be talking to Clayton Llewellyn in a short time about some of that. But I challenge people, by the way, to go to the grocery store, go into the supermarket, go to the meat counter, pick up the steaks out of the meat section, and with a magnet and your recording device present so that you can report it here to the People's Bullhorn and we can air this, there should be no reason why your meat is magnetic. Don't try to gaslight me and tell me, well, it's because the cattle eat plants and plants grow in water and they're rich in iron. No, never in the past has chicken and beef and whatever you eat, pork, been magnetic. There should be nothing that you're consuming in your body that is metal or magnetic, period. Don't gaslight me on this.
Stu, they want to put this jab in everybody in any way that they can. Whether it's in RSV, whether it's in meat, they want to make sure that the mRNA technology gets into everybody because their whole idea is to monitor the whole of the human race. And this is what we're faced with. This is demonic. This is diabolic. The only thing that I would tell people, human beings, to do right now is to wake up and to pray because what we're dealing with is not anything that the human mind can construct. You know, I was listening to Yuval Harari Noah saying that they are actually producing new bodies. That human beings, they look like us, but new bodies that are going to take over. You know what I'm saying? So we are in a really, really tough time. You read Revelation, give your life to Christ and pray and build your immunity so that if they bring something, you can survive and make sure you stock up food, water, and everything. You'd know, I don't know what you've heard about it, Stu. Our diesel, we probably have like 2 weeks of diesel left. You know what I'm saying? So there's so much that's going to be happening in the coming few weeks and months and year and stuff like that. Humanity need to wake up. There is a diabolic plan by the elites to destroy humanity. It's like the rulers of the world have turned against human beings and they want to either kill them or connect them to their secretary through this magnetic, you know, genetic modifying thing. And we need to stop taking any shots, no vaccines, even for your children. I know a lot of children that have done well without vaccines. I'm a trained pediatrician. I gave many vaccines in the past. No more. Until we can actually have studies, independent studies, that show that vaccine doesn't harm children, we should not give any vaccines. For real.
I agree.
Right now, this 100%. Is where I stand right now. No vaccines.
If I were the president of the United States right now, the first thing that I would do is make a complete vaccine moratorium. Nobody's going to be getting any more shots until proper quality control is done and we know exactly what it is that's being injected into our kids particularly. And the entire COVID vaccine supply would be immediately incinerated, 100%. Anybody who was involved with the inventing or manufacturing or mandating or coercion behind these shots would be immediately arrested, indicted, tried, and if convicted, they would be fried, publicly executed, so that everybody who has been harmed by this, all of those who have died suddenly and their families who they've left behind, would finally see some justice. There'd be a lot of other things that I would do as well. Abolish and arrest the FBI's agents, for example, all of the other three-letter agencies, CPS, the FDA, the CDC, all of these people who colluded.
Yes, yeah,
of course. And they're going after our children is what's happening here. They are targeting our children. And that's why they're now introducing mRNA technology to flu shots. How concerning is that for you, Dr. Stella?
Do not take flu shots. This mRNA technology, it's not about any disease. mRNA technology is about control. It's about, like I said, I always quote Yuval Harari, you know, the guy has verbal diarrhea. He just releases things to us. He says this, they want to make sure that surveillance goes under the skin. They want to survey us. It's like the Matrix or something. They want to make sure that everybody is surveyed. Everybody is kind of like a human cyborg. Remember, they had one of the World Economic Forum meetings that they had. They were actually talking about how to get human beings to become human cyborgs. We are in a very perilous time. I tell people, read the Bible, give your life to Christ, pray, stock up food, water, and everything, stock up medicine, build your immunity, brace for contact, because I don't know where the world is going right now.
So let's get back to the RSV conversation, because so many people are concerned about their children. They will trade their lives for them in a second. If they're worth their salt as parents, that is what we are supposed to do. Die defending our children. Put yourselves in harm's way. Never, ever allow any harm to be brought to these little ones. For it would be better to have a millstone wrapped around your neck and for you to drown in the depths of the sea.
And drop you into the ocean,
so
yes.
With this being said, all of a sudden, all over the fake press, they're talking about this explosion or surge in RSV. It's actually at the bottom of our screen right now. Our producers put this on here. Surge in RSV. So with RSV surges in kids, is that really true, or is there a surge in reporting and a surge in fear porn to push people toward a new vaccine, more likely?
It's surge in fear and surge in reporting. Nobody ever talked about RSV before. We have dealt with, I mean, I've taken care of RSV for years, 20 years plus, we've been taking care of RSV patients. And this happens during the winter time, they get RSV. This is normal. People get RSV all the time. Children get RSV. And most of the time, it's not harmful to children that don't have underlying medical problems. It used to be they gave RSV vaccine to children that were, like, children that were premature and had, like, real medical issues. But even then, it was a very complicated vaccine. It was a regular way that they did vaccine. It was an mRNA. Do not give mRNA shots to anybody for any reason. I tell people, take your chances with monkeypox, monkey flu, gorilla pox, Ebola. Take your chances with whatever it is that they give. Do not get genetically modified. Don't. Take your chances. Die. If you have to die, give your life to Christ, die and go to heaven. Do not get genetically modified. Preserve your humanity. Preserve the humanity of our children. That is the only thing that we have left right now is our humanity.
We have to stand in
the
way.
And our connection to God.
That's right. And we have to stand in the way of whatever this demonic force is. We have to be between that and our children.
Yes.
At all costs.
We need revival. We need revival, Stu. We need revival. Revival is the only thing that can shake the foundation of the evil we have in the nations right now. That is why we need revival. If God doesn't move, if God doesn't come down and move on the nations like he did in the days of Charles Finney or Ivan Roberts or Smith Wigglesworth, we're toast. We need revival. That is why people need to get on their faces, start repenting for all our sins and crying out to God so that God can deliver us. That's only God can deliver us from the evil that we're seeing right now.
Amen. The healing power of Jesus is amazing. Plus all of the things that we now know about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, these things are Nobel Prize winning. They are effective against all of these viruses or parasites or biosynthetic weapons of warfare that have been developed to attack us. And you can get them all at drstellamd.com. Promo code STU for a huge discount on everything over there, telehealth related. Use promo code STU when you go to drstellamd.com. Dr. Stella, always a pleasure having you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Keep fighting, STU. Let's all keep fighting. God will help us.
Yes, yes, he will. I believe that. I believe that 100%. All right, go to nootopia.com/stew right now. Nootropics brain supplements. My favorite is the Focused Savagery. If you have not tried this, it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you. I have never been more focused, more driven more creative in my entire life than I started using this product. It's absolutely unbelievable. Dealing with distractions, just crashing through information, no distractions can stop you at all whatsoever using Focused Savagery from Newtopia.com/stew, plus a whole lineup of other nootropics brain supplements that can help you. Take the personal questionnaire very seriously. When you go there, Newtopia will put together a custom brain supplement package for you that's 100% safe, 100% legal, and 100% non-addictive. Go to Newtopia.com/stew. Again, Newtopia.com/stew.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So everybody knows Australia has been obsessed with injecting as much of the population as possible with COVID vaccines. But their efforts aren't limited to human beings. Right now, the Australian government is expediting a rollout of mRNA vaccines for cattle. To be clear, we mean actual beef cattle. We're not referring to how the Australian government views its own human citizens as cattle to be controlled as well. No, these shots are supposed to prevent foot and mouth disease and lumpy skin disease. You know, maybe this will work out for the best. If thousands of cattle just start dropping dead after getting two mRNA boosters every 3 months, maybe somebody important, maybe some big rancher will finally start losing enough money to blow the whistle on this thing, blow the whole fraudulent scam wide open. Clayton Llewellyn is with Heaven's Harvest, where you can get emergency food kits that aren't filled with genetically engineered mRNA, and he joins us now. Clayton, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, Stu. Thanks for having me.
So we reported on this a few weeks ago. Now this is underway. They're actually starting to inject these cattle. I actually, in Telegram, urged my followers, go to the supermarket, go to the meat counter, bring a magnet, stick it against your meat, video record it, and post it right here. Is meat supposed to be magnetic? Is there any reason at all that the meat that you're consuming is supposed to be magnetic?
Yeah, they've got vaccines in it. I mean, they've convinced half the population to take the vaccine. We know at this point it doesn't work. It's a disaster. I mean, we got people dying all over the place. How many athletes have died this year?
1,500?
Yep. I mean, it's crazy. And the left is still lying about this. I mean, anything they can do to get their candidate in, like the dishonesty of the media may be the demise of this country. I mean, we saw what just happened during this last election. There's no red wave.
Selection. Yeah. I mean, and it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter how they campaign. This is why so many, quote, Democrats, if you believe in that construct, don't even get out and campaign. Biden sat in his basement, you know, the literal dementia patient in his basement for the entire campaign, yeah. Because they already know the fix is in. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. These are selections, not elections. But I mean, yeah. Now people are starting to gaslight me in my own Telegram. And I'm just wondering, is this possible? Animals drink water. Water is rich with iron. That's why your meat is magnetic.
Come on, Stu. They're trying to get everybody to take these vaccines. And there's more to this than a vaccine. This, they're not trying to save the planet right here. There's something else going on, whether it's the Great Reset or who knows? I'm trying to figure it out.
But depopulation. I mean, it's always been about transhumanism and depopulation. Exactly. 500 million, exactly. Sustain that for the best world ever.
Yep. But they're, I mean, they can't convince the people to take it. They can't, you know, they can't get us. They can get half of us to take it. It shocks me how many people were willing to take this thing without any kind of research. But they're going to put it in the food now. And that's exactly what they're doing. If they can't get you to take a shot, they're going to put it in the beef. We've already talked about how scientists are trying to put it in the produce right now. I mean, they're gonna get you to take this vaccine, and what happens after that, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. What's the end result here, you know? But they're forcing us to take something that we know doesn't work.
Well, it works. It works for the purpose that it was designed for, in my opinion, which is killing people, making people infertile, making people sterile. This is to depopulate the planet, and it's absolutely working. I don't think they're experimental at all. I don't think they're side effects or adverse events. These are intended consequences. So do you think that there's going to be some huge rancher that's like, hey, all of my cattle are dying?
Who's buying the ranches?
Bill Gates.
I mean, we got Bill Gates. I mean, we've got half a dozen companies buying up all the farmland, buying up all the ranches. They're part of this. This is all by design. I mean, it's... You know, I never thought in the 10 years I've been in business that the one thing I want to put on my bucket of protein is vaccine free. Like, that's going to be my new slogan on my bucket of beef. It's vaccine free. Like, they're going to shove this down our throats till we take it. And this isn't like a Tesla, that if we don't like a Tesla, we don't have to buy one unless you live in California. But this isn't like a product off the shelf. They're going to force you to take this. You know,
so what is this lumpy skin disease anyways? Is this just something that's made up?
Stu, I don't even know what it is. It's the first time I've ever heard of a lumpy skin disease. I have no idea.
It's like in Minnesota and Wisconsin where I deer hunt. I'm a bow hunter. We've talked about this off the air. There's the CWD or chronic waste disease. Bill Gates is 100% behind this. There's really no such thing. It's like COVID. There's no such thing as COVID. This is a way to kill people off. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill the herd to prevent the herd from killing itself. Does that make any sense?
It's the way they do it. Look, they do it with the pigs. They do it with cows. They do it with chickens. They do it with everything now. I mean, just we've wasted millions and millions and millions of cows, chickens, livestock across this country in the last year.
So people aren't going to eat meat. They go to the supermarket. They're not going to eat meat that's magnetic. I mean, I wouldn't. There is just absolutely no reason why you should be eating something that's magnetic.
But we absolutely are. I mean, they're doing it all over right now. I mean, this, like, I don't buy beef from the store anywhere anymore.
You can't.
I mean, if it's not locally grown, I don't touch it.
You got to find a farmer or a rancher that you trust, that you know, that is not injecting their cattle with anything.
Yeah.
No hormones, no mRNA. No vaccines. They're just cows that eat and graze, and they grow up, and then they are slaughtered for the purpose of consumption. That's it.
Nope. We're gonna pollute the food. We're gonna figure out a way to put vaccines in to control you.
Okay, so you have buckets of beef. Did I hear you right?
Yeah, vaccine-free buckets of beef. They last for 15 years. If you want to eat your vaccine, I'm all for it. I'm not going to stop you. But if you're looking for a bucket of food that doesn't have a vaccine in it, we've got a protein bucket, got beef, chicken, and eggs in it, last for 15 years. We've got seed kits that don't, I mean, it's crazy to even say that, but that's where we're at right now. Like, and we just ran this last election. Most of this country enjoys the way we're headed. Like, I don't want vaccines in my food.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that most of the country enjoys the way that we're headed. I don't think that's true at all. I just think that the voting is fake. I mean, it's 100% rigged. It's 100% fake. There are two different systems, the system that your vote goes into and the other system, which we do not take part in. And that's the one that selects and installs globalist elitists.
How does John Fetterman win an election?
The guy can't even think or speak on his own. He's this giant ogre that wears a sweatshirt and has a growth coming out of the back of his neck the size of John McCain's head. I mean, what was his opponent? His opponent was a Marina Abramovich partying, spirit cooking, baby blood drinking, you know, Muslim from New Jersey. I mean, these are the candidates that they're propping up and saying, here's an America First conservative with core values. I mean, come on.
Hey, you know what, Stu? Even if half the country doesn't believe that's the direction we want to head, that's the way they're pointing us. Like, that's what scares me. So it's your Bill Gates, it's your Monsantos, it's your Bidens, Kamala Harris. That's the way they're pointing this country.
Well, the good news is that we have a solution. That's what we try to do here, is move the ball, not just and complain. So you can go to heavensharvest.com. Heavensharvest.com, heirloom seed kits that will in the future be contraband. It'll be illegal to possess them and grow them on your own land.
Look, this we laughed about that before. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can joke about it now. Give it 10 or 15 years and tell me if you can have a cow in your backyard that hasn't been vaccinated with the mRNA vaccine.
No, you'll go to jail. But for now, you can get them. And in 2 or 3 years from now, guess what? You'll still have 12 to 13 years left of shelf life on your protein that is mRNA free from heavensharvest.com. All kinds of things at heavensharvest.com. The chili actually tastes like chili. This is real food, you guys. This is not some, you know, really fake, overprocessed anything, right? I mean, this is real food.
And Stu, look, we've taken all the garbage out of these survival food kits. You know what I mean? We've taken the rice, we've taken the beans, we've taken the drink mix out of it. Like, these are good, wholesome meals, not filled with a bunch of garbage you can buy from Walmart. Yeah. So this is good survival food. Stick it away, stick it in the pantry. I hope you never have to use it, but it's good for 25 years. If the day comes you need it, it's there. Like you said, the seed kits, you get 10 years if you freeze them. It's $139, and it's food insurance if we need it.
Yeah. Not insurance like you pay a premium for and get ripped off at the end of the day. Not insurance like at a blackjack table that hardly ever works out for you. The insurance that actually saves your lives and the lives of your kids. Heavensharvest.com. Get there right now. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime. So I mentioned that I talked to Clayton off the air. That conversation was about deer hunting, actually, something that we're both passionate about. I really enjoy being in the outdoors, harvesting an animal, filling the freezer for my family. I don't know. It's just something that I've done since I was 11 years old. I really enjoy it. Somehow during that conversation, we got to talking about seeds. Clayton just went to buy 5 pounds of seeds for cherry tomatoes. Now, Clayton says that 5 pounds of cherry tomato seeds used to be about $40. $40. Keep that number in mind. $40, 5 pounds of seeds. He said that they just went to get 5 pounds of seeds, the same seeds, $1,000. $1,000 for 5 pounds of seeds. I mean, that's more than most of these criminal gang-banging MS-13 illegal aliens are charging for fentanyl and heroin and meth. But of course, one is designed to kill you, the other will keep you alive. Just keep that in mind. Speaking of staying alive, we want you to stay alive as long as possible, which means that you need good rest, right? Avoid depression, avoid anxiety, avoid stress and low mood. That means that you need the appropriate amounts and the right types of magnesium in your body. It's critically important. Go do the research on magnesium, actually. But Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium in their one capsule formula, the exact appropriate amounts. Unlike other magnesium supplements, this is not going to act as a laxative and have the reverse effect of what you're actually going for. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters for Magnesium Breakthrough.